Title: The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, Potential Impact on Healthcare Policy and Spending. Content: On August 10, 2021, the Senate passed H.R. 3684, a roughly $1 trillion infrastructure bill, the infrastructure bill that authorizes funds for federal aid highways, transit, broadband access, and other infrastructure purposes. Notably, the infrastructure bill is paid for in part through changes to several healthcare policies, including delaying a Medicare Part D rebate rule for an additional 3 years and reducing Medicare payment amounts to providers. The infrastructure bill's changes to healthcare policies provide a mixed impact to healthcare industry stakeholders, with both expected benefits and burdens to providers, payers, and drug manufacturers. Restarting Medicare payment cuts. The infrastructure bill restores a 2% cut to all Medicare payments to providers to help fund infrastructure spending. This cut was originally installed in 2013 under sequestration, but Congress paused it at the onset of the pandemic in 2020 to assist financially distressed providers. Congress then extended the moratorium through 2021. Under the infrastructure bill, the cut to Medicare payments to providers will restart in 2022 and run through 2031. As scored by the Congressional Budget Office, CBO, in its Infrastructure Bill Report, CBO report, the Medicare cuts would result in approximately $21 billion in savings over the 10-year period, 2022 through 2031. Major provider advocacy groups have expressed concern that this cut to the Medicare program will be unsustainable for providers, especially given the resurgence of COVID-19 cases due to the Delta variant. The American Hospital Association and American Medical Association, among other groups, wrote a letter to congressional leaders on July 15, 2021, prior to the Senate's vote, to warn that extending sequestration imposes a destabilizing element to healthcare access in the face of years of experience with cost increases that are not adequately accounted for in Medicare payments. 1. Delaying Part D rebate. The infrastructure bill also delays a controversial Medicare Part D rebate rule, the Part D rebate rule, until 2026. This Trump-era regulation, originally set to go into effect in 2022, eliminates the safe harbor for Part D rebates and replaces it with a far narrower safe harbor for point-of-sale discounts, which are designed to directly benefit patients with high out-of-pocket costs. The Part D rebate rule also changes the way pharmacy benefit managers, PBMs, are compensated. However, in January 2021, the Biden administration successfully sought to delay Part D rebate rule from taking effect until 2023 via a court order. The infrastructure bill will now delay it for an additional 3 years. As scored by the CBO and reported in the CBO report, the delay would result in $52 billion in savings over the 3-year period. The infrastructure bill's delay of Part D rebate rule is celebrated as a win for PBMs and insurers, while the delay is opposed by the pharmaceutical industry. Former Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar previously stated the Part D rebate rule would benefit drug manufacturers by eliminating a kickback that drug manufacturers have to pay to get on the Part D formulary for PBMs and insurers. However, PBMs and insurers previously argued that the Part D rebate rule would raise Part D premiums for seniors. 2. Regulating PPE purchases. In addition, the infrastructure bill requires the federal government to purchase personal protective equipment, PPE, exclusively from domestic manufacturers, with contracts that run for at least 2 years. The legislation seeks to support domestic production of PPE to ensure more stable access given the accelerated demand and the overburdened overseas supply chain. The 2-year requirement also aims to acknowledge the economic uncertainty that domestic producers face. 3. Requiring drug manufacturers to refund Medicare for discarded drugs. Finally, the infrastructure bill requires drug manufacturers to refund Medicare for any single-dose or single-use package drugs dispensed under Medicare Part B, which reimburses for physician services, including physician-administered drugs. Beginning in 2023, these refunds must be made each quarter. This requirement aims to deter drug manufacturers from overpacking single-use containers and hopes to decrease drug waste. It could force